This is Bigger Pockets Daily, your daily dose of real estate information and education. I'm your host, Tyler, and the article I'm about to share is one of more than 10,000 blog articles available on biggerpockets.com. But you can't read the blog when you're working out or driving to look at a property. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Three Productivity Books That Changed My Life by Nathan Brooks. When I start reading a book, I don't try to internalize it line by line. It's just too overwhelming to attempt to retain every bit of wisdom packed inside the pages. Instead, I simply try to take note of one big concept from each book and make a point of implementing it in my life. I found this approach of focusing on less actually allows me to retain more, and therefore affect a greater amount of real change in my life. So here are three impactful productivity-related books, as well as the one big lesson I took away from each and put to use. Three of the best books ever on productivity. Number one, you might be familiar with this one, The 4-Hour Workweek, Escape 9-to-5, Live Anywhere, and Join the New Rich by Tim Ferriss. The key takeaway? Time blocking, and of course, the 80-20 principle. I read The 4-Hour Workweek for the first time early on in my entrepreneurial journey. When starting out, like most entrepreneurs, I was wearing a bunch of hats and juggling a lot of demands. I could identify with Tim in that he has a lot of aspirations as an entrepreneur, likes to write, wants to influence people in a positive way, all of those things. Plus, I felt personally connected with him from his podcast, The Tim Ferriss Show. All of these things drew me to him and his approach. In the fifth chapter of the book called The End of Time Management, I discovered a principle I could undoubtedly put to use in my life. Too many people are trying to be more effective by adding stuff into their life instead of identifying what's most important and removing the extra stuff. The chapter begins with the incredible quote from Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Perfection is not when there's no more to add, but when there's no more to take away. Huh. So, realizing the truth in this inspired a mantra I've held on to this day. Say no to almost everything, so you can say yes to the thing that really matters. I use the 80-20 rule to understand what that thing is on any particular day. This concept, also called the Pareto Principle, suggests that 20% of activities produce 80% of results. Keeping this in mind helps me prioritize what to focus on, what to say yes to, and what to say no to. Instead of working for working's sake or working with the wrong people, this book helped me reframe how I think about my day. Maybe I shouldn't be structuring things I like around work, instead doing the opposite. Not only does it make my work and my life more fulfilling, but it also emphasizes the importance of time. This led me to implement time blocking in my days, a time management strategy that has had a massive impact on my productivity, fulfillment, and ability to direct my focus toward the goals I've set out to achieve. Number two, The Miracle Morning, the not-so-obvious secret guaranteed to transform your life before 8 a.m. by Hal Elrod. The key takeaway on this one: Do something intentional with the first waking moments of the day. I read Miracle Morning in the last couple of years because I heard Hal Elrod on a podcast and was intrigued by his story. He's personally been through a lot, and his story is incredibly inspiring. His book recommends starting your day with the following steps: read, exercise, affirmations, silence, visualize, scribe, or write. To be 100% transparent, I have rarely accomplished all of these pieces. What the book did teach me was to be intentional with those specific areas at some point every day. And there are a few that certainly have become regular practices for me. Now that they're a part of my routine, I can't live without. First and foremost, although I don't do it consistently, I go on long spurts where I journal regularly. It's been very useful in understanding my goals and how to get to them. I also enjoy writing down what I'm grateful for, both personally and professionally, and going back to look at those past journal entries and see my growth. I especially like doing this in the morning as a way to set the tone and start my day on a positive note. And second, I've adopted meditation. I do this many days and really appreciate the focus that comes out of what meditation brings. A lot of people, when they think of the practice, they think of something monks do, something outdated, or something boring. But I found that it can be what you want it to be. I've tried various apps to help me meditate. The one I've used most consistently and like the best is called the Waking Up app by Sam Harris. It's incredibly well done and has great meditations that are only about 10 minutes long. It's what finally really helped me commit to these sessions more regularly. Third, I've been reading. Although I don't necessarily read in the morning to start my day, I average 15 to 20 hours per week listening to books. Engaging with books continually pushes me in terms of learning, being inspired, and also feeling challenged. Everyone should be reading, no matter where you are or what job you have. And now it's easier than ever, because it's no longer about having a book in your hand thanks to audiobooks. You can listen anytime, anywhere, while doing anything. Plus, physical books can be tough if you don't gain much from words on a page. I personally retain more now because I'm listening rather than reading. And even better, I can take in more at a faster pace by listening to audiobooks at 1.5 speed. It's propelled me in all aspects of my life, and I encourage everyone to make reading or listening to books a part of their regular life. Finally, of the Miracle Morning practices Hal Elrod outlines in his book, exercise is an absolute must for my life. I work out 5 to 6 days per week. Some days I even do 2-a-days. I find that I'm a complete wreck if I don't work out. Physically, exercise helps you feel better. Mentally, it can be an incredible break in your day, no matter when you do it. For me, it's an integral reset in the middle of my day. Oftentimes, people make excuses, whether it's not having time to work out, lacking motivation, or something else. But the fact is, when I'm feeling my best, I am exercising regularly. Exercise can also be an incredible community-building practice. If you go to a gym or participate in classes, you have people around you to motivate you and challenge you, encourage you, and just make you better. Regardless, it's worth finding a type of exercise you enjoy. That way, you'll do it regularly because you actually love it. And then number 3 on our books today, Traction, Get a Grip on Your Business by Gino Wickman. The key takeaway here, visionary integrator language. Setting goals and responsibilities surrounding managing and maintaining goals. Gino Wickman's book, Traction, is on this list because it changed my company significantly and thus changed my ability to contribute to and feel fulfilled in it. The book lays out the roles of 2 leaders in the business, the visionary and the integrator. As defined by Wickman, the visionary is a person who has lots of ideas, is a strategic thinker, sees the big picture, has a pulse on your industry, connects the dots, researches and develops new products and services. In comparison, an integrator is the person who is the tiebreaker for the leadership team, is the glue holding the organization together, is accountable for the P&L results, executes the business plan, holds the leadership team accountable, is the steady force in the organization, is the filter for all of the visionary's ideas, integrates the leadership team harmoniously, helps remove obstacles and barriers. So understanding the difference between these two roles was transformative for me. I am 100% a visionary. Realizing this, I could identify what I wasn't good at and why I was so frustrated when trying to do those things. And by recognizing my areas of expertise, natural ability, and skill, I could focus on those things. Once we got a coach to implement the concepts and traction, it dramatically increased our team's productivity and business. Without it, we wouldn't have the processes, clarity, and synergy that we have today. Let's wrap it up. Why my life really changed. If I didn't make it clear already, books have transformed my life in significant ways. Choosing just three for this article was, like, impossible, because I've consumed so many and gotten so much out of all of them. While I did learn a ton from the 4-Hour Workweek, Miracle Morning, and Traction, my life is only more focused, healthy, fulfilling, and fun because I put those lessons into practice. If you're like me and long-winded inspirational books seem a little bit overwhelming, I highly recommend focusing on one thing from each that you can truly implement in your daily life to make a difference. When you look back at your journey and success, you'll see how those small adjustments added up to some truly massive change. Oh, I hope you found this article helpful. If you're looking for more content like this, visit biggerpockets.com today to set up a free account. I'll talk to you tomorrow.